Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we must come in His name. Family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial. Evangelistic family members. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 366. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement of the Holy Scriptures allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, the present and the future. Today, beloved, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Spirit, your Holy Word, and I praise you and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon me and thus my family down through the years. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for millions and many and manifold blessings as well. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us who name the name of Christ, our Lord, and in a very real sense, Lord, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Those who are not saved, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Open their blinded eyes and save their souls, family, friends, and foes. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would crucify our flesh within us, afresh and anew, and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments that we would not sin against you. And Holy Father God, I pray this morning In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would grant me your energy, your strength, your might, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, to read your holy word, to teach your holy word, and to preach your holy word, Lord, today, and to preach your holy gospel. I pray also in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as always, the devil has been busy throughout this weekend trying to hinder your servant from preaching the gospel, and he's busy today as well. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the lives of the people here who have that problem, the lives of people out there who are demon-possessed and or demon-oppressed. And Lord, I pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world of the flesh and the devil and the demons of hell. Cast out these demons of hell of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Cast out the sins that they produce: pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, and bad spirits, and trying to hinder your work through distraction, through hindrance, betrayal, and sabotage. Holy Father God, I pray that you'd cast out and blast out these demon spirits out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here and out there that make them very ugly. And Lord, I do pray that you'd rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from our family and all other Christian families that stand for you today, especially all true preachers and their families, as they preach on this Thanksgiving Sunday. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an idea regarding Thanksgiving Sunday as well. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please deliver us this morning from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our wicked sins and to get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, heal us today and strengthen us to do your work and will. And Lord, I do pray that you will save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving and mourning around the world in our country. Lord, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our own personal lives. I pray, Lord, this morning that you will deliver us from all of our distress and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. Lift our burdens. We cast all of our care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding and your joy unspeakable throughout this day. For Lord, we know that you can and we know that you will. And Lord, we pray that you deliver each and every one of us from the tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions that we're facing. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you deliver us from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems, not moving forward as they should, And then, Lord, deliver millions from a housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis. And, Lord, I pray today, bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ around the world. Protect us, Lord, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us all the whole arm of God. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. And surround us with the band of your holy angels. Save those who are lost. Glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, all day long. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. At 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all of the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all of the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned. So all of the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all of the elders of Israel. Then said Absalom, Call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, The counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place, and it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, There is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground. And of him and of all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river until there be not one small stone found there. And Absalom and all the men of Israel, said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you, I praise you, and I thank you for your holy word and what it teaches us. Help each and every one of us to learn obedience through the things we suffer. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, service family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 912, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly. And gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim, therefore, of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the comprehension of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and from the eternal burning hell by believing the most important words ever said to mankind. John 3:16, by none other than Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died for the sins of the world and took away the sins of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Today, beloved, we are reading Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Zechariah 13:1. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it with the help of the Holy Ghost and with Dr. Matthew Henry. In the time mentioned at the close of the foregoing chapter, a fountain would be opened to the rulers and people of the Jews, in which to wash away their sins, even the atoning blood of Christ, united with his sanctifying grace. It has hitherto been closed to the unbelieving nation of Israel. But when the Spirit of grace shall humble and soften their hearts, he will open it to them also. This fountain opened is the pierced side of Jesus Christ. We are all as an unclean thing. Behold, a fountain opened for us to wash in, and streams flowing to us from that fountain, the blood of Christ and God's pardoning mercy in that blood, made known in the new covenant, a fountain always flowing that never can be emptied. It is opened for all believers who, as the spiritual seed of Christ, are of the house of David, and as living members of the church, are inhabitants of Jerusalem. Christ, by the power of his grace, takes away the dominion of sin, even of beloved sins. Those who are washed in the fountain, washed in the blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, open as they are justified, so they are sanctified. Souls are brought off from the world and the flesh, those two great idols, that they may cleave to God only. The thorough reformation which will take place on the conversion of Israel to Christ is here foretold. False prophets shall be convinced of their sin and folly and return to their proper employments when convinced that we are gone out of the way of duty. We must show the truth of our repentance by returning to it again. It is well to acknowledge those to be friends who by severe discipline are instrumental in bringing us to a site of error, for faithful are the wounds of a friend, Proverbs 27:6, and it is always well for us to recollect the wounds of our Savior, often has he been wounded by professed friends, nay, even by his real disciples, when they act contrary to his word. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and thank you for this devotional time. I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for it. Help us to take heed. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen. All right, folks, as usual, in the standing between the living and the dead service, we go to the family verses. And we're still in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22, 23, and 24, where the Bible says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." As I've told you many times, if you want true peace in your home, women, you submit to your husband. And you take responsibility for keeping the peace. Stop trying to put that responsibility over your head and on your authority under God and under Jesus. And always remember, women, you disrespect God and Jesus when you disrespect your husband. You are fighting against God, not your flesh and blood husband. And you will lose out on many blessings in your life if you continue to have a nasty attitude towards your husband and be rebellious and stubborn and hateful and manipulative and nagging and all of that. Verse 23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." And you need to see your husband that way, women. You need to see him as your head. And just like you are supposed to respect Jesus Christ, you ought to respect your husband. And if you don't do so, you are in disobedience to Jesus Christ and God, and you're disrespecting and dishonoring God. It is as simple as that. And if you keep doing that, and if you do that, you won't be blessed by God. All the blessings you want, they're not coming. All of the good things you want to come your way, they will not be coming your way until you learn to humble yourself and submit yourself to your husband, to subject yourself to him. And you do everything you can to keep the peace in your home so that your children will rise up like the children of Tony Evans and Lois Evans and praise your name even after you're dead and gone, and who wanted you to live and still be with them. What a mark of a godly mother and wife. Verse 24, "Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." You choose to cheerfully subject yourself unto your husband as the church subjects itself to Christ. And by the way, Christ will not have it any other way. Christ is not going to have a rebellious wife. He's going to deal with the church, his wife, very forthrightly, as he is right now. The church, his wife, whether you like it or not, is under punishment right now, chastisement, under rebuke right now, like never before in your lifetime. because he's not pleased with the rebelliousness and stubbornness and whoredom of his wife, with the world and with false gods and in disobedience. Let's pray. Let's intercede for others as we always do. As we close, Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help all of the women under the sound of my voice and beyond, live and on demand, to submit themselves to your holy word and obey it for their own good. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today, Lord, I pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving and the mourning all around the world. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, for people who believe in you, who claim they believe in you. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. Forgive us of our sins, of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people who are in the ministry of government. Save them, lead them, guide them, direct them, cast the devil out of their lives and lead them to govern in a way that will cause the people to live peacefully and quietly. And now, Holy Father God, we pray for all of your Christian servants who are being persecuted around the world. Comfort them as only you can. Protect them as only you can. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Lord, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for all of the millions of people who are hurting and suffering because of the death of loved ones or loved ones being in the hospital due to the coronavirus plague around the world. And we pray for a few by name. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas church member Sarah Jane Guzman. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas repairman David Howard Jr. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas resident Pamela Hummel. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas resident Linda Strong. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas nurse Jennifer Melton. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests. And we pray for the thousands who have sent in prayer requests in the past. And thank you for hearing and answering our prayers for them and their prayers for themselves. We pray that you would continue to do that. And we pray for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon all of these thousands of people and multiplied number of family members. Thank you for giving us the privilege to pray for these people by name and pray for their needs repeatedly as we're doing now for this small number that we have before us today. Lord, we pray for Nita, for the electrician and people who worked on her house, as well as their families and friends to get saved. Please heal her friend Caroline's ankle. We pray for Mahima. Please provide them with the money they need to witness in India. We pray for Anita. Please be with her and guide her throughout her life. We pray also, Lord, for those thousands who have trusted your Savior through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. We pray for them, and we pray for a few others today by name. We pray that you'll help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Claudia, Bahati, Lena, Peteris, and Laura. We also pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to you, even though I have never given an invitation for that. And Lord, if you want me to start, I'll be glad to do that. And Lord, we pray for Emmanuel, Richard, Chris, or Oziel, and help them all to stand strong in the faith and be the strong Christians that you want them to be and never get backslidden again on you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, I have to go preach now. Join us, if you can, at 8 o'clock Central Time every morning. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. God bless you, dear friends. Keep your mind and heart stayed on the Lord and pray without ceasing throughout this day. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved, but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.